Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Bengals Breakdown. I'm Dan Horde. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. This week, the Bengals look for their fifth straight win as they host the Dallas Cowboys at sold-out Paul Brown Stadium. And the Bengals will have a different kicker in the game on Sunday. Unfortunately, Mike Nugent hurt his calf at practice on Wednesday, practicing an onside kick, so the Bengals had to act swiftly.
Josh Brown is our newest Bengal, and solid veteran, nine-year guy. He's been around Seattle and St. Louis. I think he wins the kicker tryout with the kicker derby with Neil Rackers and Billy Cundiff. And I, from what you understand, it was a fairly even deal. I mean, you get three veteran guys. They come out there, they kicking around, and I think probably they felt like after the tryout that line up a guy with 4 seconds left with the game on the line, they're going to go with Brown. And from what I'm understanding, Mike Nugent is maybe a week, maybe two. The problem is that they've got two games in 4 days with Dallas on Sunday and then Philly on Thursday night. Josh Brown may have to kick twice, and Marvin Lewis may have to start thinking about canceling practice after Nugent gets hurt in a practice. Mohamed Sanu gets hurt in a practice. Andrew Hawkins gets hurt in a practice, and so does Thomas Howard with a season-ending knee injury. So let's just get to Sunday.
All right, the Cowboys roll into town with stars on their helmet and all sorts of stars on offense, Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, DeMarco Murray, et cetera, et cetera. But the offensive line has not performed well. According to Pro Football Focus, there are three individuals on the line that have given up 6 or more sacks by themselves, obviously. It's an area that the Bengals defensive line will look to expose.
You know, people are talking about, and this has happened ever since the Giants game, you start hearing whispers about the Bengals defensive line being at being at the top of the league, and they certainly have done nothing in this four-game winning streak to have people alter that view. To me, Dan, it shows how deep they are. When you get a guy like Carlos Dunlap, who was so athletically talented and basically took over the game on Sunday and made two huge plays in the red zone, and he's not even one of the sack leaders. And I think the Cowboys are really going to have their hands full. Plus you get Mike Zimmer is going to be jacked up for this one. The professor is going to be gearing it up with his old team in town. And he's getting great play from two former Cowboys, Terrence Newman on one corner, Adam Jones on the other. They'll both tell you that Zimmer has revived them. And it's really an interesting storyline with the Cowboys in here. Romo's going to put up big numbers, and he goes up against really a defense that's playing at the top of its game right now because of a former Cowboys defensive coordinator.
The Cowboys come in having scored 31 or more in 3 out of their last 4 games. The Bengals struggled on offense last week in San Diego. I don't know that a low-scoring game would go in Cincinnati's favor this week.
No, Romo is going to put up some points. There's no question about it. And, this offense, you have to take your hat to them. They keep taking shots, and they keep surviving. You know, they lost Sanu, who had been for the last month arguably their most versatile, player, certainly their most versatile player, very productive on third down. Lost him. Plugged in Andrew Hawkins, two huge third down conversions on each touchdown drive. Now they lose their change of pace back, a guy who just got into the lineup about 3 weeks ago to be that speed guy. And Cedric Pierman, you take away his two fourth down runs on fake punts, and he was still averaging 6 yards a shot. So he was kind of exactly what this team needed. He's not going to play, it looks like, with an ankle injury. So, again, we'll see if this offense, as they've done in this entire winning streak, if they can respond to another hit.
The Bengals look to climb 3 games over .500. The Steelers are at home against the Chargers. Seem likely to win that game, so Cincinnati would probably have to win to keep pace with Pittsburgh in the wild card race. For Jeff Hobson and our webmaster Andy Ware, I'm Dan Horde. Thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.